Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Michigan State University Board of Trustees will hold its first meeting of the year tomorrow. There will be three new faces on that board, and that includes attorney Brianna Scott, who was elected last November. She's with us now. And Brianna, before we talk about tomorrow's meeting, would you tell us why you ran for the Board of Trustees?
Oh, there's so many reasons, but in a nutshell, being an alumnus and a parent of a current student, I've been very involved on the campus, and as many people are aware, there were some issues that were very concerning for me as a mom, as a former student, and as an ex-prosecutor concerning Michigan State and with the Larry Nassar investigation, all of the different things that came out from that concerning Title IX, et cetera. So my thought was, after talking about the issues so much with people that I was friends with, other alumni, that rather than complaining, which I was doing a lot of around that time, about what I wasn't seeing happen and how I would have done things differently, and just feeling as if there was just not the leadership that we needed at MSU, I thought that I should personally put something of myself forward in order to try to, you know, be that person that can help MSU and make a change. And I could only do that if I became a trustee. And so I decided, even though I never thought of myself as entering the area of politics, that it really was a necessary thing if I really wanted to be the change agent that I felt MSU so desperately needed.
When you say issues, what most concerned you as you watched the entire Nassar saga unfold? What most concerned you?
Well, what most concerned me is I felt that there was a defensive stance, which I understand and I think is logical when you think about when this first came out, the stance that the trustees would make. But there's such a human element that I thought was missing. And as I would watch the survivor statements, for instance, and look at what they were doing at the Board of Trustee meetings, I did not get the sense that they were really looking outside of, you know, in some way limiting the liability of MSU. And I think that that should have been secondary at some extent. And I felt that there could have been more, that they could have provided more support, more resources for the survivors. When I actually went to a Board of Trustee meeting, I was not impressed at all with the way that the trustees, in my opinion, failed to show any emotion when the survivors and their parents would go up and speak. And to some extent, I thought some of the trustees were rude. You know, they were on their cell phones. I saw Engler on his cell phone. And I just felt that they did not give them the attention and display the compassion and empathy that I thought should have been done by our leadership. And it just, to me, was an atrocity. I feel that, you know, as an ex-prosecutor, how do these things slip through the cracks for decades? Where were the compliance mechanisms and procedures to make sure that certain things were done at each level? Where were the failures? And I thought, with my background working with people who have been victimized, working with women who have been victims of criminal sexual conduct cases in both my role as a prosecutor and once I left the prosecutor's office, that there was so much more that these trustees needed to understand about victimology and re-victimizing people. And I just thought that the perception that I was given was one of just either disdain or just uncaring, and it wasn't appropriate.
And to that point about policies and procedures and change, you called yourself a change agent when we began talking, and now you have this 8-year term on the MSU Board of Trustees. As a change agent, how do you see Michigan State University needing to change, needing to rebuild? What will that look like?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think that we have to stop only engaging at Board of Trustee meetings. We have got to be visible on campus. And I think even to date, despite the fact that this has been talked about by so many that they want to have more engagement, that it's just not happening because, you know, they're scheduling meetings and for some reason people aren't showing up, so then they don't do it again. Or there was the one trustee, Brian Masalem, who I thought did a great thing when he went out and did the town hall. but because so many people weren't able to get in and there were other issues with that, it just never happened again. You've got to keep going. You've got to be consistent. We've got to be showing ourselves, our faces around campus. We've got to go and sit down and talk with their survivors, with their families about what their needs are. We have to do things like make sure we don't get rid of the Healing Assistance Fund. I mean, that's going backwards. So there are so many things that I see that just have to change. And one of my hopes is that now that I have a vote, I can go onto the board and vote and say, yes, we need to have this Healing Assistance Fund reestablished, perhaps in a different mechanism, but to provide for the people who we promised we would provide for. And it shouldn't just be based on whether we are legally obligated. This obligation to me is a moral obligation to do what's right. And so I'm hoping, you know, that I will be, you know, that voice to talk about these things and to perhaps persuade others that are on the fence or thinking that this isn't something that we should do, that we need to go forward with it.
And we should remind everyone, the Healing Assistance Fund, we've talked about it here on Stateside. It was the fund that was set up to pay for counseling for NASSAR survivors, and it was frozen late last year. So it's very clear you want to see that going again in some form.
That is correct. And in fact, most recently, Interim President Engler terminated that fund, so it's no longer even a fund. So you are correct in that it was frozen, but then it was terminated, and the money that remained in that fund was then used to fund the settlement. So now that money's gone. So everyone's questioning, where are we going to get the money? Well, we're going to have to find it, because we gave our word, and it's, to me, just unconscionable that we have people who have gone without counseling because they don't have the means to pay for it.
I'm speaking with new Michigan State University trustee Brianna Scott as we look forward to the first meeting of the new year on the board. You mentioned the tone of previous meetings, Brianna, and it brings back the image of that board meeting last year when Interim President Engler cut off survivor Kaylee Lorenz as she was speaking by saying, "Time's up, Kaylee." Mm-hmm. What did you think as you watched that?
I was actually there. And I was sitting next to Professor Andalina Borsia, who was part of Reclaim MSU. And I was embarrassed, number one, that adults in professional capacities and in leadership would behave in that way. But I was also so sad that they were treated that way. It was just sad and embarrassing all in one emotion. And I just, that was the meeting that firmed up my decision to run. I'd been waffling back and forth because I really didn't want to enter into politics. So I'm like, oh, do I do this or don't I? But after going to that meeting, I was 100% clear that this is what I needed to do.
So as a member now that you won this 8-year term, and you will be part of the search for a new president for Michigan State University. So first off, what are some must-haves that you want to see in the school's next president?
I believe we've obviously got to have someone that loves people, that loves students, someone who feels that they want to be engaged with people and aren't looking at this as just, you know, purely making decisions, that they want to actually, you know, communicate with all of the people that are on our campus, including those that are faculty and staff. I want someone that is a visionary, that will be able to look beyond the things that we've seen, that we've done before, and say, hey, what about these ideas? Someone that can think outside the box and that is not going to be confined to what was. I also want someone that has a background in some way dealing with, you know, struggle. MSU is not the typical university right now. We've got a lot of issues going on. So someone that has a proven track record with being able to problem solve and to build consensus building and build camaraderie, and someone who is willing to, you know, actually reach out and try to extend, you know, that hand to our survivors and their families. Someone that actually will be approachable, if you will, where people can feel comfortable talking to them, and that will listen, you know, to people and not cut them off, will be empathetic and show that and display that. So those are very important traits. But also, academically, I hope someone that is just a strong proponent of education. that cares about the education that we're providing to those that enter our campus, someone that is fair and that shows integrity in everything that they do, and that, you know, has a background where they know how to deal with a huge budget like a major university such as MSU has.
What do you plan or what do you expect to see out of tomorrow's board meeting?
Well, I do know that there is an important decision made tomorrow concerning the chair and vice chair for the Board of Trustees. I do believe that probably a large amount of the meeting will be dealing with that issue and voting and making a determination. I think that hopefully we will have the opportunity to engage with our general counsel concerning the wish of at least five of us that I'm aware of establishing something similar to what we had with the Healing Assistance Fund, if not reestablishing that altogether and maybe fine-tuning it so that we don't have the fraud and so that it is not as ambiguous as that previous contract and agreement was for that fund administrator. And I think that hopefully we are getting to know each other. We really don't know, and when I say we, I'm speaking more for the three new trustees, we really don't know all of the other trustees that well. And so I'm hoping that we are at the beginning of building camaraderie amongst ourselves, and we'll get to hear about, you know, what has happened since the settlement was paid out, et cetera.
Trustee Brianna Scott, one of three new faces on the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
And thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.